Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Hebrews Highlights was recorded at our 2008 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
He said in verse 11, "Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." And so basically what he's saying is, I want to say these other things, but you can't bear it because you're too carnal. And he starts rebuking them. And one of the rebukes that he makes in Hebrews chapter 6 is, let's go on unto maturity. Quit just hanging around the front door of salvation. And, you know, this applies to a lot of the body of Christ today, because there are entire denominations that basically don't teach the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They don't teach maturity. They don't teach how to receive from God, how to have a vital relationship. They basically are just evangelistic. They tell people how to get saved, and every service they are going to preach an evangelistic message, and they're just telling people how to get saved every single time. I see a few of you shaking your heads that go to a church like that. The church that I was raised in, that's the way it was. Once you got born again, you could have stayed at home, because they're going to tell you how to get born again every single service. That's all they do, is preach on getting born again. And he's basically saying here in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, he says, let's leave these foundational baby things and let's go on unto maturity. Because you can't get a person born again. If they were to fall away, they can never be renewed unto repentance. And in the process of making that point, he says some very important things about a person who does renounce their salvation, like we were just reading about in Hebrews chapter 10. So let's look at this. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4, it says, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again under repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God and flesh and put him to an open shame." So now this passage makes a number of points. One of them is, if there's anybody in here who believes that every time you sin, you lose your salvation, you're backslid until you repent and pray through and get born again, this scripture kills that doctrine. If a person ever does fall away, it's impossible to ever have them renewed unto repentance. There is no such thing as being born again. That's a powerful passage. And that just totally kills a doctrine that is prevalent in the body of Christ. You can't be born again. Now, this also causes other problems. Some people think, well, man, when I first got born again, I tried it for a while. I got discouraged and I said, oh, fooey on this, and turned away from it. And I went back to living in the world, and it was years later before I came back to the Lord. Are you saying that I can't be back in right standing with God? No, because look at these verses right here. It puts five qualifications on a person doing this. In verse 4, it says, "It is impossible for those who were once enlightened." What I believe this is talking about is John chapter 6, verse 44 says that no man can come unto the Father except the Holy Spirit draw him. You have to have an enlightening. You can't just be raised in a Christian church and you were a child and you went to church and so you called yourself a Christian and then you walked away from it. You never were drawn and enlightened and never were truly born again. There's lots of people that walked away from their Christian roots and upbringings, but they were never born again in the first place. They had never had the Holy Spirit supernaturally quicken this to them, and there wasn't a true born again experience. So they aren't held responsible for this because they never were truly in the fold. They were just religious Christians, not true born again Christians. So the first thing is you have to be enlightened by God. And then the second thing is taste of the heavenly gift, which I believe is talking about a true, genuine, born again experience where you were truly saved. God had changed you. You became a new creature on the inside. The third thing that it lists, it says, we're made partakers of the Holy Ghost. There is a difference in just a Christian who has the Holy Spirit but has not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, which includes speaking in tongues and the other gifts of the Holy Spirit. This eliminates a large number of the body of Christ as not even being possible to be held accountable for falling away because they never even received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. The next thing in verse 5, it says, and have tasted the good word of God. This is talking about that the word of God began to be real to you. The Holy Spirit was giving you revelation. You didn't just hear somebody else talk about it and carry a Bible under your arm, but God was speaking to you. The word of God was alive and working. And then the next thing it lists is those that have tasted the powers of the world to come. This is talking about operating in the power of the Holy Spirit, such as the gifts of healings and miracles, and a person who was actually flowing in the power of God, and God was flowing through them. So you could summarize these five things basically as saying that you have to be mature before you can fall away. And if a mature Christian who reaches the criteria listed right here was to, for whatever reason, turn and renounce their faith, then they become reprobate, according to what Romans chapter 1 says, and it would be impossible to renew them under repentance. But most people have not ever even qualified for this because there's very few really mature Christians. And there's a lot of people that have heard me talk about this that come up and say, well, man, when I was a baby Christian, I got tired and I renounced it and said, oh, I was just in foolishness. There's no reality. They went back into sin and then later came back to the Lord. And they're saying, are you saying that I'm reprobate? No, because first of all, you weren't mature enough. But also, if I'm not going to take time to turn over there, but if you turn over and read Romans chapter 1, where it talks about people who become reprobate, it says, since they didn't like to retain God in their mind, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to work all uncleanness. And he goes on and lists these things. And if you study that out, what that's talking about is, it's like that verse I used earlier, John 6:44, no man can come unto the Lord except the Holy Spirit draw him. The Holy Spirit has to draw us to God. You on your own, just human beings without the influence of the Holy Spirit, would never seek God. That is not human nature. And so if a person desires the things of God, loves God, wants to be in relationship with God, or feels terrible about, oh, maybe I've offended God and I've walked away from God, you couldn't even feel that way without the influence of the Holy Spirit in your life. So that proves you aren't reprobate. That proves that God is still dealing with you. It proves that the Holy Spirit is still drawing you. And so you either weren't mature enough or Paul said this. Paul said that he blasphemed the Holy Spirit and wasn't even worthy to be called an apostle, but he received mercy because he did it ignorantly in unbelief. Jesus said that if a person blasphemes the Holy Spirit, they never get forgiveness, not in this world nor in the next. And yet Paul said, I blasphemed the Holy Spirit, but I received forgiveness because I did it ignorantly. In other words, you have to know what you're doing. You can't do this accidentally. You can't lose your salvation. It has to be a knowing, an intentional, by a mature person who rejects God and turns away. And so if you still have a love for God, if you still are drawn to God, if you want to be in relationship with God, then regardless of what you've said or done, you either weren't mature enough or you were ignorant and God hasn't held you accountable. The fact that the Holy Spirit is still drawing you to God shows that you hadn't done this. But I do believe it's possible, and that's the reason that the Scriptures warn us against this. You know, when I was a little kid, I forget how old I was probably 6 or something like that. Something happened. I don't even remember what happened. But I got mad at my family. They didn't treat me the way that I wanted them to. And I said, I'm not going to be a Wamak anymore. And I ran away from home. And we lived kind of out in the country. And you know what? I wasn't even out of eyesight of my house before I got to thinking, where am I going? And where am I going to sleep? And what am I going to eat? And I got to doubting that I had done the right thing. And I was wanting to go home, but I was too proud to admit that I wanted to go home. So my brother was coming after me. And I intentionally got my clothes caught in a barbed wire fence so that he could catch up with me and and bring me back home. You know, many of us have done things like that, and you say, I don't want to be your son anymore. I'm running away from home or whatever. But, you know, the government, if they called for help and if the cops found you, did you know they'd bring you back home? And they don't hold you accountable for what you do when you're 5 and 6 years old because you don't know what you're doing. You aren't considered an adult. But now I'm 59 years old, and if I wanted to renounce my family and change my name and put an injunction on my mother so that she couldn't come see me, did you know that the government would be on my side because I'm considered an adult now? And basically, this is what this is talking about. An immature baby Christian who just gets frustrated and says something out of ignorance or immaturity, God doesn't hold you accountable. But if you fulfill these requirements and get born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Word of God is working and you are flowing in the power of the Holy Spirit and you are operating as a mature Christian, there is the possibility that you could renounce the Lord and reject your salvation. And if that ever happens, there is no repentance. There is no second atonement. You can't be born again again. So anyway, that ought to answer some questions. You know, I'd really rather not even minister on this stuff, because if you just took the Word of God and studied and let the Holy Ghost teach you, you wouldn't even misinterpret this. The reason that this is a problem is because religion has taken these scriptures and twisted them, and they have taught that every time you sin, you lose your salvation and you're backslid and you got to be born again again. You know, if that doctrine wasn't prevalent, I wouldn't even have to say what I'm saying. It'd be obvious what these scriptures are talking about. But we've all been taught so many weird doctrines that, again, the scripture says in Mark chapter 7, verse 13, that the traditions and doctrines of man make the Word of God of none effect. And so, rather than just teaching that you're forgiven of all sins and let it go, I think it's good to take these scriptures and try and interpret them in the light of what the Word is really saying and counter these things so that it won't undo the points that I've been trying to make here.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the book of Hebrews. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1061C or DVD series R3206D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK156 titled Nagging Questions when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net.
It's difficult for me to share some of these truths because it's broken into little segments. And that's the reason we encourage you to get the materials that we're offering. But you know, even those materials, there is just so much. This is a revelation that I've got hundreds of hours sharing these truths. And really, the best way I have to share this with people is through our Charis Bible Colleges. We not only have the college here in Colorado Springs, but we have extension schools, I think 6 extension schools throughout the U.S., 4 outside of the U.S. But we also have correspondence that you can get DVDs and study. And so there's a lot more material available. I encourage you to call and join up with our Charis Bible College today.